Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be together. Thank you, Donnan. Thank you, Rock. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Phil. Let me go ahead and send our young ones out the door in the most loving way. I, too, have been enjoying some of that sunshine we've had. I have to tell you, I found it a little bit humorous. I was picking up Brianna from school. I was actually talking with Grace Kudo on the phone, and I was standing by my truck as we were talking, waiting for Brianna to come out, and a lady walked by me. It was all of 70 degrees, which to me is just perfect. It's been so nice to just have some nice weather like that, and this lady walks by, and she goes, "It's too hot." Well, let me invite those of you still in here. You know who you are. Let me invite you to turn to Exodus this morning, a.k.a. Sefer Shemot, as we continue working our way through the Jesus backstory. If you're grabbing a pew Bible, page 60 will be helpful. The words will be on the screen behind me. We continue working our way through what are the first five books of our Bibles. We're taking it parsha by parsha, meaning section by section or portion by portion. And today we come to Parsha Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh begins with Exodus 27 and 20 and travels through to Exodus 30 and 10. Parsha Tetzaveh really kind of gathers up and continues really the story of the Mishkan. Noting, as I did last week, that really the entire purpose of the building of the tabernacle, the Mishkan, was to create a sanctuary, the Mikdash. What was to be this holy space for the presence of God to dwell among. Right? Point being, the backstory of Jesus from the very beginning, it's a story of the heart of God bent toward dwelling among, so that I may dwell, right, my presence. We can think of the Mishkan, right, the face of God, so that I may be, we could say, with them, right? So that I may be with them, with you and me. Noting the building of the tabernacle and the sanctuary, it began with an offering, terumah in Hebrew. It begins with an offering. In fact, we read an offering, "Receive the offering for me from everyone," it says, "whose heart prompts them," we could say moves them or bends them, motivates them to give. In essence, God says, this is how you are to create space for my presence. He says it is created in the midst of a giving heart. He says it is created in the midst of a generous life. Noting again, and we can think back to last week, absolutely this means financially, our finances, the stuff, right? The sharing of our stuff. In fact, it's the early church gives us a really living example from Acts 4 and 34. Luke writes, and we read, "There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and it was distributed," right? It was given to anyone who had need. But not only is this activity of generosity about our stuff, it's also about our heart. And in that sense, then we're speaking of a generosity of love. We're speaking of a generosity of grace and mercy, a generosity of forgiveness. What is it? What is a generosity of care and compassion? What is, in a word, the activity of justice? We could say the generosity of justice. It's a generosity of justice that actually flows all through and under and in the text, all through and under and in the Mishkan, all through and under Parsha Tetzaveh. Noting Parsha Tetzaveh here at 27 and 20, God is speaking. He's speaking here to Moses. Ve'ata tetzaveh et b'nei Yisrael. He says, command, right? You command. God speaking to Moses, saying, Moses, you command. And then he says, the children of Israel. You command the children of Israel. And then we get a list, kind of a bit of a list through the rest of the Parsha then, a bit of a list of what is to be commanded. And so by way of synopsis here, it begins first with the menorah. We read of bringing some clear oil for the light so the lamps may be kept burning. From there, we read about the tailoring of clothing. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron. Tell all the skilled workers to whom I have given wisdom, they are to make garments for Aaron for the consecration, so he may serve me as priest. From there, we then get a laundry list of garments that are to be made, which is then followed by a bunch of specifics about the consecration, about the ordination of both Aaron and his sons, 29 and 1. This is what you are to do to consecrate them. A young bull, two rams, and then we read of bread, both thick loaves and some thin ones. And then all of that is in a basket. And then the Parsha really wraps up giving instructions for the golden altar, or the altar of incense. Noting again that flowing in and through and under the text, flowing in and under and through the Mishkan, in and under and through Parsha Tetzaveh, we find this activity of generosity. We find this generosity really of what is justice. We find it explicitly, although I think in the English translation we miss a bit. But we find it interesting, woven directly into the very fabric of the garments. The first garment that's listed here is a breast piece. The text tells us these are the garments, and then noting the first garment listed is a breast piece, koshen in Hebrew. But what's kind of interesting is that if we go on to read a few more verses down, God continues to speak about the breast piece. In fact, he begins to give us more detail, kind of the specific intricacies of making this garment. And no longer is it called a hoshen. It is a hoshen, but it is not simply a hoshen. In fact, in 28 and 15, it says a breast piece, and then we read for making decisions. And what's interesting is that in Hebrew, it is hoshen mishpat. A literal translation would be something like a breast piece of justice. Woven directly into this breast piece, God says, not only a breast piece for making decisions, but it's hoshen mishpat. It's a breast piece of justice. And then we can think about making decisions, and maybe we could say it's a breast piece, right? Fashion a breast piece. Ve'asita hoshen mishpat. Fashion a breast piece for making decisions that bend toward justice. Keeping in mind, it was only two parshiot ago, although that was 6 weeks because of the Easter break. Exodus 21 in Parsha Mishpatim, Mishpatim being the plural for Mishpat, we read, Ve'ele ha-Mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem, translated, these are the laws. Or, even better, it can be translated, this is the justice. This is the justice that you are to set before them. And I say that to share this, because kind of woven into Parsha Mishpatim, remember, it's verse after verse after verse, law after law after law. And yet woven into, there is one verse, there is one law, there is one of these Mishpatim, we could say, that clearly defines and describes Mishpat. We find it here in verse 6, Exodus 23. We read in Hebrew, it says, Lo tate mishpat evyan ha berivo, meaning, do not deny justice to the poor. Do not deny justice to the poor in their disputes. A visual sort of picture of this would be, do not make crooked the justice of those in need. Do not make crooked the justice of those in need. With that evyon, here translated poor, it means destitute, meaning one who is vulnerable, right? One who is without power. And because they lack power, they are vulnerable to manipulation, to, we could say, exploitation. And so with that kind of in the backdrop then, the backstory to the backstory, we come back to Parsha Tetzaveh. And here we read, Vayasita Hoshin Mishpat, right? Fashion a breast piece of justice. Fashion a breast piece for making decisions that bend toward justice. Now, what I think makes this all even a little bit more fascinating is that if we then drop down to verse 30, we read thus, meaning in light of everything that has just been shared, Vanasa will bear or will carry, Vinasa Aharon, Aaron will carry, Vinasa Aharon et Mishpat, right? So Aaron will carry justice. Aaron will carry justice. In a sense, we could say Aaron will carry a generosity then of care and compassion. Aaron will carry decisions that are bent toward justice. V'nasa Aharon et Mishpat. And then it says, B'nei Israel, for the children of Israel, alibo, over, or meaning on his heart. He will carry this on his heart. Lifnei Adonai, before God, tamid, it says always. Right? Aaron will carry justice. Will carry the generosity of love and grace and mercy. Aaron will carry the generosity of care and compassion. Again, noting this generosity is woven not only into the very fabric of the breast piece, but really is woven into the very fabric of life. By way of example, we can go to the prophet Isaiah. Noting the prophet Isaiah was from the southern kingdom of Judah. He served in part during the reign of King Uzziah. And according to 2 Chronicles 26 and 4, Uzziah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. But then that changed, and it's interesting, we get this description which actually speaks not of the tabernacle, not of the sanctuary, but of the temple, right? Think of a permanent tabernacle. Verse 16, but after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense, the nose of God, if you were here last week. Azariah, the priest with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord, followed him in. They confronted King Uzziah and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord your God." Now, keep in mind, this was a critical time for the southern kingdom, and Uzziah, for the most part, was really considered one of the great kings. Along with that, within the southern kingdom, during his time of reign, there was great prosperity. But with that, there became this divide between the rich and the poor, between the powerful and the powerless. And it's into that kind of reality that then here comes the prophet Isaiah. And I want to flesh out something I didn't flesh out last time we looked at this, which I don't remember when that was, but verse 2, "Hear me, you heavens, listen, earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me." That can be translated, but have turned, right? They rebelled, but you have turned away from the heart of God. We could say you have turned away from the breast piece of justice. And then down to verse 16, "Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong." Verse 17, "Learn to do right." And then it reads, "Dirshu Mishpat," in Hebrew, translated, "seek justice." Dirshu, it means to care for, it means to hold closely. And so care for, hold closely justice. Hold justice close to your heart. It's not just in a fabric, in the fabric of the breast piece, but it's in the fabric of your life and mine. What is this generosity of justice, right? To be carried, to be held close. And just what does that justice, what does that mishpat look like? It says, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. What again is a care and a compassion, right? For the poor, for the destitute, for the vulnerable, for those without power. And God says, learn it, right? Seek it, care for it, carry it close to your heart. Ve'asita hoshen mishpat, right? Fashion a breast piece for making decisions that bend toward justice. What is a generosity of justice that really flows through the entirety of the Bible? In fact, we read Mishpat over 400 times in the Old Testament. And out of all of that, then, flowing in and through to the heart of Jesus. And flowing in and through all the way to the heart of eternity. Jesus himself speaking to this. Recorded in Matthew 25 and verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him. He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Verse 35, he says, for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Verse 37, then it says, the righteous, which is, again, one of those words, dikaios in Greek. And it means those who are bent toward justice. Those who are bent toward justice. We could say conformed to justice. Right? It is dikaios, right? In Isaiah, speaking of justice, actually in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew, it speaks of justice for the widow in the Isaiah passage. And it's those that are bent toward justice, right? Think Hoshen Mishpat, right? A generosity of justice that's carried in your heart and mine, right? Those conform to justice, we read, answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty, give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? Verse 40, the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Right? What again is a care and a compassion for the poor, the destitute, the vulnerable, right? The one that's been pushed to the margins. Which really then comes to you and me. Right, so what about you and me? We could start this by asking ourselves, we could ask the question, what am I wearing today? What am I wearing today? We could put it like this, what kind of breast piece did I put on this morning? What am I carrying in my heart? Is it Hoshen Mishpat? Right? Is it a heart of justice? By the looks of it, we all got dressed this morning and put clothes on. Fantastic. But what about love? What about mercy? What about forgiveness? What about care? What about compassion? Right? Is that what I put on this morning? What am I wearing? What kind of breast piece? What is it that I am carrying in my heart? It begins there. Right, we begin there in the heart. Ve'asita hoshen mishpat. Noting it flows down then, we read, right, fashion a breast piece for making decisions, right? Making decisions bent toward justice. And we could ask, do my decisions bend toward justice? And again, we can think love, grace, mercy, care, compassion, right? For the one in need, the poor, the mistreated, the vulnerable. Do my decisions bend toward justice? We could ask, is the generosity of justice at the center of my choices? And then to close, we could ask, how is God inviting me to live a generosity of justice? And we can think today, this morning, this afternoon, we can think this week, this month, this year, this season, here in this space, as we walk out the door, in our relationships at home, our relationships at work, in the office, neighbors. How is God inviting me to live a generosity of justice? And then to wrap up, how is Jesus calling me to serve the one in need? How is Jesus calling me to serve the one in need? And again, we can think of the poor, the destitute, the vulnerable. We can think of the thirsty, the hungry, the tired, the lonely. We can think of the stranger, the outcast, the one in need. V'asita hoshen mishpat. Fashion a breast piece for making decisions.